Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
You've just returned back to Waterdeep.
It's a day off, motherfuckers!
Some citizens are trying to bring some cheer with the annual Old Hallows Eve Festival.
All hail the Decimators, Dragon Queen, see you later, weep. Waterdeep.
Good day, 5 gold! Make it to the end of the haunted house. And the treasure's all yours.
Enter, and you see the edge of a pit trap.
Now, watch your footing there, Thea.
The stone archway before you is filled with a veil of thick vapors. You also see runes.
Acerat congratulates you on your powers of observation. Well, this is fucking bullshit. I take my dagger and I just like poke in the mouth of the, bedazzled
in this like weird devil glory hole we found in this pervy haunted house.
You step into the mist and you feel it envelop around you. And you blink and you are in a miserable cubicle which appears to have absolutely no means of egress.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to come
totally
in.
Totally
going
to have to get you to come in on Sunday.
Okay.
There are 3 iron levers. You do the first 2, and then as the 3rd one hits the bottom, the floor gives way. Donnie manages to pull his up, and as he does, the floor slowly begins to rise beneath your feet, and you find yourself standing back on solid ground. Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons! We're a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, and with me today, stuck in a small, tiny room, is Amy Moore.
That's how I feel all the time. And I play Thea Amastasia.
And Carla Johnson.
And I play Nulara Moonbrook.
And Tom Laird.
And I play Flint Firebeard.
Now one more time with our scary names.
Oh, crap.
I play Thea Amastabua.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's real good.
I
a whole
play
week to figure it out.
Nulara Moonbrook. I mean, moon seems spooky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's still just Nulara.
Full Moonbrook?
Oh, there you go.
Full moon is always,
Lara,
you know,
full
like
moon brook. That's good.
That was good. That was good.
No problem.
I still don't have a good one for Flint.
Spooky Flint.
Spooky Flint. There it is.
Yeah. Spooky Flint. So yeah, I mean, you guys are still stuck there. We'll get there. Don't worry. I mean, you may or may not get out. This might be where we end the podcast.
This
I don't know.
This might be where we die.
Jesus.
We won't
Happy
even be there
Halloween.
For the inevitable rise of Tiamat. We'll be stuck in this haunted house.
The inevitable
haunted
house.
Wait a minute. We don't know. Yeah. We do not know.
You do not
if this is just all for gags yet.
It's true.
Right?
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
we could have fallen through there. It could have just been an illusion.
Yeah.
We would have ended up on the outside of the haunted house, and he would have been like, better luck next time. I got 15 gold from you suckers.
We would have landed on a giant whoopee cushion, and everyone would have laughed at us. And
oh, because there would have been a giant fart sound.
Huge crowd. It would have been so embarrassing.
Where
and
you
they would have been like, Decimator of Dragons. What do they decimate them with? Farts. And we never would have been able to show our face in Waterdeep again.
That's true. Game over for us.
If you want to see more of these faces in Waterdeep, all you got to do is go to patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Join us over there as part of our community. And for $2 a month, you can join our fantastic gookangs.
Yeah, you can legit see our dumb faces.
Oh,
once
yeah.
a month, you can see these dumb mugs for an hour.
Hey,
sorry.
People love seeing these dumb mugs.
Mm.
So I'm told.
Do they?
Oh, okay, hold on. Idea. Next gookang.
We bring really dumb mugs.
November.
And we hold them up when we and be like, here's our dumb mug.
I like it.
That's pretty
like
fun.
Superstore and Walmart has a lot of fun dumb mugs. Mm.
Ones that are like, don't talk to me until I have my cup of coffee. Yeah.
Or you can go to dumbdragons.com and click on our store button and get a whole bunch of great mugs.
No, yeah, you could because get some good mugs you can too. Also get ones that say, like, poop juice.
Ew.
That's just terrible.
Is that, wait, are we making another Austin Powers reference? Because we
that
love to
juice.
Make those.
Yeah,
that's true. We're
oh my god.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. It's a little nutty.
Yeah. That was
sorry,
that
we've really derailed
Austin
Powers,
yeah.
Russ. As always, but I feel like maybe even faster than normal this time.
And when you're part of Patreon, you get an episode dedicated to you. And today's episode is dedicated to Kevin Duckworth.
Thanks, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're amazing.
You are amazing.
And now let's get back to this haunted house.
Oh, hold on.
Wait, I gotta do one thing.
We have some more podcast reviews.
Yeah.
Bump, bump, bump. This is a new segment that I haven't done in a long time, but Tom did the thing. So if you keep giving us reviews, we'll keep doing a couple in an episode.
Yeah, we'll read them as we go. Amy, do you want to read
one? I got two
more?
Right now.
Sure, do both.
Yeah, I'd love to. Okay. So this one is by Skeptical Loki. From
that's fun.
USA. And he gives us 5 stars, thanks. And he says, listening to the cast riff on each other and the story unfolding in unusual ways is one of my podcast listening highlights. Great stuff.
What he means when he says unfolding in unusual ways is these guys are dumb and they don't pick up on anything.
Totally. When I listen to this podcast, I spend a lot of time angry thinking, what are they doing?
Why are they so dumb?
Why don't they go this way? Yeah, it is so obvious what they should be doing. Yeah. And then the second one is from Zimbalina13. You know this person? No. They're from Australia.
I don't know them precisely. I know a few people who listen
it's
to us from Australia.
Every fiber of it's my being to not do a really bad Australian accent right now.
Like talking about shrimps on Barbies and
exactly.
whatnot.
Second highest download country.
Oh, way to go, Australia.
Ooh, Australia. Yeah. And she says, absolutely fantastic. This is a great D&D actual play podcast. The characters are wonderful and well played, and the DM is excellent at his job. The show is hilarious, and I thoroughly enjoy listening to it and laughing out loud. It brings a smile to me every week. Definitely a must-listen to those who like D&D actual play podcasts.
That's so nice, guys.
Yeah, is there? Is it possible we're reading reviews of a different podcast?
I always wonder. I mean, they don't call us out by name or anything in the podcast.
I mean, that is so nice that it seems like, really? Are you sure?
I mean, there were no names dropped in there.
That's
so it's still possible. Maybe
although
it's just a generic. No, we
name check guacamole.
We thank you.
It's true. It's true.
It's
like,
true.
It seems
yeah,
like
last
from
week,
last
they
week.
Seem,
yeah.
They seem legit. It just still like blows yep. my mind that anyone listens to us dinguses. But that's why we love you so
just a
much.
A bunch of doinks.
Thank you very much. If you want
doinks.
To have your review read, we may move these to the interlude. We'll still read them.
That's cool.
Yep. But if you want to do that, we'll definitely read them because we appreciate you and you listening to us.
Heck yes, sure.
Fuck
do.
It, let's play D&D.
Yeah, because you guys like you totally
let's pull some
left
levers.
Me hanging last time because I'm like literally just floating.
You're floating, yeah. So that's run out. Obviously, I'm kidding.
What?
I'm kidding.
What?
The 10 minutes doesn't continue after
hasn't been
we
a week.
Stop
this
playing.
Is in real time. You guys have been stuck in this 10-foot room. For a week.
Oh my god.
Luckily, you brought your rations in. You're fine.
My god. We'd eat Donnie first, just saying.
They've been throwing, like, Five Guys burgers down the chute to us. It's been great.
Exactly.
I like how I can create creatures, but I'm like, nah, we'll eat Donnie first.
Hey!
So yeah, you're still stuck in this 10-foot room. You figured out that putting all three up reveals a crawl space above you. Putting all three down reveals a possibly 100-foot drop down.
Would anyone like to move them to the side and create a door on a regular floor to maybe get out of here?
I like that idea. I think, like, draw a weapon first. One of us, at least. Oh. Maybe there's a creature or something.
What if we did, like, the left one to the left, the right one to the right, and the middle one up and just, like, blew the walls and roof off this bitch?
Ooh. That's fun.
I like where your head's at.
The merchant clearly did not think of this option. No!
We stroll out of this haunted house set up just like badasses, like flames behind us, just rubble, just like brushing the dust off of our lapels.
A remake of like an old pop song that's slowed down a little bit while we walk real slow.
Yeah.
Like an emo version of an old pop song. Basically.
No, it's always like a girl singing it, and it's always really like ethereal.
Sure. Yeah,
Maybe acoustic.
Ethereal?
Ethereal, yeah.
Ethereal.
That's the word you're looking for.
Guys have been awake since 4 a.m.
That's fair.
Guys, cut us some slack.
Anyways, what are you guys doing? Tell me. Let's do this. Let's get through this thing.
Yeah, guys,
or
I'm
at least
this thing.
Kill
push
you.
Push the levers to what? The left.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, all the levers go to the left.
I take off my... I disengage my spell.
Okay, so you're no longer levitating.
I go downsies.
All three levers to the left and nothing.
Okay.
We shake them to the right?
To the right.
To the right.
All three levers move to the right.
Can we do my plan where we blow the walls and roof off this bitch?
You move one to the left, one to the right, and one up, and nothing happens.
Okay, so it seems like that rooftop getaway is our best
idea.
It's
like that's our only option, yeah. Well, it's
gonna climb up your ladder
all
like
up.
A fucking peasant.
It's only 10 feet up, so... You know, you can reach it.
So we can boost each other, and then Johnny
can
just
fly
together. Up there.
We can work together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool, let's do that. I push my lever up.
Moving all three up again, the crawl space door opens back up.
It's dark up there, right?
It is dark up there, but... and it's pretty low. We're going to have to crawl. I can produce flame and...
Oh, don't worry about it. And I say banana, and my orb comes out. And hovers in the air.
What about your banana
orb?
One of us. So I can see. Because y'all can see in the dark, except for me. So.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana orb.
Put that on the Spotify playlist, by the way.
Yes.
I feel like it's not the... I mean, for sure it's not the first time it's come up. Because last time the banana orb came out, it came up.
Nulara's going first. Followed by...
Sure.
Or sorry,
who's
going first? Okay. I'm just trying to...
Stabby McGee, get up there.
All right, Nulara goes first. Who's going behind?
I'll go next.
I'll go after Flint, and
Donnie
then
will go last.
Donnie can go last.
It's about a 3-foot crawl space, so it's okay. You can fit through. It curves off to the east, and you crawl for a little while, probably like 10 or 15 minutes, and then it opens up.
It's a pretty long time.
It's a pretty long time, and it opens up. And you see a dim-lit hallway ahead of you. You step out into it, and you find you're back at the entrance to the haunted house with the red-snaked path.
I can't believe he's trapped us in another fucking place, is all I'm going to say.
In another maze. We're in another fucking maze, is what we're doing.
It just never ends with
nobody's,
this guy.
Nobody,
hey guys,
we're not happy about
try.
It. Listeners aren't happy about it.
Let's try and get out of this one. A little bit faster.
Okay.
So it's not Christmas, and we're still stuck in the All Hallows Eve haunted house.
We're going to rename the role of Dungeon Master to Maze Master.
Yeah, totally. Okay, I guess we...
Can I roll for perception and see if all of the things are in the same spots?
Everybody roll for perception as you continue down this hallway. Okay.
14.
Well, I crit failed, so I don't even know where I am.
I got a 14.
What order is everybody going in?
I think I was going to charge forward because I feel like I know where to go.
Well, last time you knew what was up in there, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you continue forward and you, as you're going down, you get kind of, well, most of the way down to the end there. And something you didn't see before, above the last trap door that you see. So the last trap door is snugged right up to the right wall of the hallway. And it appears that there may be a secret door above the trapdoor within the wall.
Hey guys, do you see that? And I point to it.
Is that a door?
I think it might be a door. So the trapdoor is like 10 by 10?
Yep.
Can I reach this secret door if I go to like the edge of it and like slide my hand along the wall?
It's a bit of a stretch, but you can probably reach it. Yeah.
And is it stone? Like it's like a stone cutout, essentially?
Yeah. Like it looks like it just looks like it's slightly misshapen as towards the everything is very well laid in. Like as I said, the everything is like covered in cement or some sort of masonry.
Yeah, stuff. Guys, I think this is a door. Donnie, would you mind flying over and pushing on it?
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
I mean, you don't have to.
No, it's fine.
No, it's fine. No, we can get Flint's long, it's pokey... Okay.
I trust you.
Rod of Lordly Might. It's fine.
Yeah, I feel like you rolled very high in perception, and this is totally okay to do.
What's perception? Wait a minute. I know that word.
Yeah.
What's roll?
What's rolling? It would be the better question.
That's what I meant.
He begins to push at it, and it depresses and slides back, and it reveals a dark corridor that goes straight in and to the left.
Donnie, you're the man!
Oh yeah, I knew it all along. It was totally going to be safe there. Totally trusted you.
Can we use the Rod of Lordly Might ladder to
Certainly, I can jimmy it on up there. Yeah, I assemble the rod into a ladder and put it over the pit trap and we get on over there.
Yeah, you get in there quite easily. And you carry down this pathway, and it goes about 50 feet. It goes in about 10 feet and snakes down to the left and then turns back one other way. And you reach an end where there is a smooth wall, but you feel like it's a very similar door. Who went in first and who's addressing this?
I guess I probably would have went first.
You push on the door, and it begins to slide away, revealing another chamber. So you enter into a new chamber that is about 30 feet by 30 feet, and there are three chests in the chamber. Three wooden chests, not three
oops
bosomed chests.
That's totally what I thought you meant.
You both looked down and were like writing, which good for you guys, and I was doing this, like just like...
Like, oh, that's why Russ felt the need to clarify.
Some gazongas over there?
Yeah, I had my... This is an audio medium, but, like, I had my hands, like, big boobs out in front of me.
So, the chests, there is one... The westerly chest is gold, plated, covering iron. The center one is silver, and the eastern one is of oak, bound with thick bronze bands. Each is about 4 feet long, 2 feet wide, and 3 feet high.
Go to the gold one, and I investigate it. Mm-hmm.
That's character growth. She doesn't just throw it open and poison spray everybody.
Right? That was only a 10.
Or maybe she does.
So what are you doing to investigate it?
Well, I'm looking at, like, any sort of opening mechanisms, any locks, any traps.
It looks like it has a handle that you can lift and open.
So it's not, like, sealed or anything?
No.
I'm going to check specifically for traps. Is that investigate again or perception? Mm-hmm. Investigate?
Yep.
20!
Whoa!
I'm looking for poison spray in my face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for poison cloud,
mm-hmm.
gas. I'm looking for, like, barbs that, like, shoot out of my face.
You see none of those things. And as you're examining the chest, you begin to hear a noise coming from the chest.
What does it sound like?
You put your... No.
Oh.
That is amazing.
You turn and put your ear near the chest.
I'm not going to put it on the chest.
And you hear slithering inside.
Not this one.
Why not?
I think there's snakes in there.
Oh.
Good call.
Okay, good.
What do you guys got going on over there?
All right, I'll go investigate the oak chest. See what I can see. And that is a 17.
It looks like a standard old wooden chest. You investigate for similar traps, I assume?
Mm, yes, all of the traps like Amy described.
And you find none of them. And you listen.
No snake?
And you hear no slithering.
Okay,
I'm going to investigate the silver one. That is a 14.
It is a beautiful silver chest. You don't see any traps. It looks totally normal.
It's never totally normal. normal, and someone says, this is totally normal.
It's totally normal. It looks like a silver chest. Okay, I'll retract my totally normal statement. It looks like a silver chest. There are no visible traps that you can see, and no slithering.
Okay.
Totally normal.
What do you think, Flint? How confident are you about yours being not trapped? I'm fairly confident.
I mean, I'm pretty confident about it. What if we open them both at the same time?
Oh.
Because deal with one problem?
I stand behind you guys with Donnie totally ready. I don't know, to like cast a spell or something if need be.
Okay. Okay, let's open
on
them
three?
Both at the same time. I like that we've become chaotic characters
right?
in this haunted
yeah.
house. Okay. Both right. at the same
Remember,
time.
Remember, we're just playing the
three,
game.
Two, one.
One, go. Yes.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
The silver and oak chests open quickly at once. Nulara, you see within yours a clear crystal box that holds a ring. And inside the oak chest springs an animated giant skeleton.
Them bones gonna walk around.
Who strikes out at Flint.
Bring it.
Slaps him across the face like a bitch.
Bone
but
slap.
Misses. But misses. Reaching behind itself, it grabs its short bow and fires it directly at Thea. With a 19 to hit, taking 10 piercing damage.
Oh boy. Thea is going to cast Eldritch Blast on this motherfucking bony skeleton bitch.
Fucking bony M over there.
I need to make a ranged spell attack. 17.
We'll hit.
16 damage.
Nice.
Force.
Nice.
Damage.
As it fires and strikes you quickly with its short bow, you let forth three Eldritch Blasts and they strike into the skeleton, welling up with this magical energy and explode the skeleton across the room.
Sweet.
That's a good party
I
trick.
Think this might be my first, like, one shot. I killed it.
And it's, like, the first time you were fighting and no one had done anything yet.
You know what? I just need more confidence, you guys. I think that might be my problem.
You're right. Thea, I feel like, do you want this ring in this box? Like, you really...
Kinda!
You really, like, blasted the shit out of that skeleton.
Yeah, you kinda earned it after that.
Okay, yeah, I am, though, a little wary about special objects we find now because sometimes they possess us in a negative way.
This is fair.
So can I cast Detect Magic on this ring?
Mm-hmm. Inside the chest, there is a clear crystal box. Inside the box is the ring.
Inside the ring, there's...
Inside the ring, there's a village of tiny people.
Oh, my God.
No. More grungs.
Okay, I open the box. Can I open the box? Is it an openable box?
It doesn't appear to be able to open.
No. I smash the box.
So you lift the box.
I do.
As you lift the box, eight darts shoot out.
Always.
Motherfucker, not the face.
Five of it.
So five out of six of them?
I said eight.
Oh, okay. Well, that's better, I guess.
So you take 20 damage.
Oh my God.
But you have a crystal box.
Oh, huzzah! I smash it on the floor.
As you're about to smash it, you notice there's a way to open it from underneath.
Okay, open it from underneath.
And you pull out the ring and you cast Detect Magic on it?
Well, no, I open it, I don't touch the ring, and I cast Detect Magic on it.
You detect magic.
Magic? And it should be able to tell me what kind of magic.
You can detect that it is a ring of protection.
Probably would have been good to have before.
A little late to the party, isn't it?
The Ring of Protection will get you plus one on AC and plus one on saving throws whenever you're wearing it.
What the hell?
Damn.
Well, no, I mean, that's good, but my spell could have penetrated that stupid motherfucking crystal box.
Oh, it was a magical box. You detect that the crystal box was magic as well.
Guys, it's a Ring of Protection. Would have been nice before I got all these barbs... You know, like, shot at my face and shit, but,
you have,
I mean...
like, three darts stuck in your face.
Oh, my God!
And one in your arm and one, like, in your side.
It's a real mixed bag for Thea. She had that real successful skeleton exploding, and then some darts in the face. It wasn't great, but then the ring! So it's been a real roller coaster. What kind of fair
peaks and valleys,
is this?
My friend. Peaks and valleys.
You look around the... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, is there another exit in this room, or what do we see now?
Or should we open the snake box?
As you begin to look around the room, you notice no visible exits, but everybody make a perception check.
Crit failed again, you guys.
Wow.
11.
I got a 17. I'm killing these rolls.
I am like, if this is my night to have shitty rolls, I'll take it in the haunted house, not...
Nulara's just like... Looking around.
I'm walking towards that gold box full of snakes.
Guys, you see there was another one over here?
Hey, what'd you say about this box?
You see there is a... what looks like to be a secret or hidden door to the south and a secret or hidden door to the north.
Can I investigate the north door? See if there's any, like... Craps or anything kicking around over there?
You bet you can.
Do I see these doors as well?
Yes, you do.
Oh, I do? Yep. I go investigate the south door while he's doing the north door.
15.
Not 20.
Nice.
They look like totally normal doors to both of you.
Perfect.
Oh my God, what a waste of a fucking 20. I push on mine.
It opens up into a small crawl space. And Flint,
more crawling on this side, you guys.
I'm also going to push on my secret door.
It opens up into a small 3-foot crawl space.
Perfect. Well, we got crawling up here too, so.
What do you want to bet that if I crawl through here, I'm going to end up coming through your door?
Oh, I mean, that would be hilarious if that's the case.
Right? Who thinks up this stuff?
Tell you what, I'll crawl through this one and we'll see if I end up at your door.
Okay, we'll just give you like a minute or so though, because.
Sure.
That's fair. That's what he gave you last time.
Exactly. Yep. Look at us moderately splitting up the party for mere moments at a time.
You follow down this crawl space there, Flint, and it immediately curves off to the left. You come out into a long, great hall. And as you come into this area, you see a... hallway where the floor is inlaid of tiles and the walls and ceilings are painted with figures of animals, strange signs, and glyphs. You also see that there are glowing globes in this room. There's 20 globes.
And they're all different colors?
And they're all different colors.
I look at Nulara and I just say, I'm gonna go through this one and just see if I meet up with them.
Okay.
Don't open the gold box. And I go crawl through the crawl space.
Make a perception check as you crawl in.
How about a 13?
You crawl in, and it goes back about 20 or 30 feet, and you think you see a dim light down at the end. Just as the floor gives way.
I made a mistake!
Just as the floor gives way.
I made a mistake!
And the doorway slides closed, and you find yourself back in the lever room.
Well, that's shitty. I know no one can hear me from here.
The door closed behind her?
Yeah, make a perception check there, new Lara.
Okay. Oh, well, that's a 7. So.
New Lara tries to open the snake box.
You hear none of this. You hear Thea go in, but the door closed quick enough that you only heard rumbled musings of perhaps something going on as Thea has gone beyond your field of vision.
Okay. Well, I don't like this at all. So I think what I'm going to do is go to the other door where Flint went. I will go to that entrance and start going that way, like,
sure,
calling him, like, Flint, something happened. Flint, come back this way.
Am I able to hear that, Russ?
I mean, I'll go in until, like, I hear back from you.
Yeah, absolutely, you can hear that.
Okay, so I hear that, so I start crawling back down the hallway I came from.
Sure.
Do you guys meet halfway and now New Lara can't turn around and has to, like, shimmy backwards and you guys are, like, nose to nose?
Yeah,
adorable.
That's fun. So while we're doing that, I explain. Thea went the other way. The door closed behind her. So I wanted to get you. It seemed like a bad idea for us to be separated.
Yeah, no, that's a good call. Let's go find her.
So I scooch back.
And I scooch forward.
You make it back into the room with the chests.
And meanwhile, I...
Yep, what are you doing?
I lift up all the levers.
And the roof opens, just as it did the last time you were in.
I jump up there.
Yep.
And I quickly army crawl for 15 fucking minutes.
Flint and New Lara.
Well, we gotta go down that other door.
Yeah. Yeah, I assume we, like, open the door and go that way.
Yep, you carry down the path. Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Flint goes first. The floor gives way beneath you, and you fall in, and it's slanted, so New Lara falls in behind you. And you find yourselves back in the lever room. What does Donnie do when this happens immediately? Does he zip in behind?
I think so. Yeah, all right. He stays pretty tight with me. So when we get in the lever
room, he wouldn't be like, sucka.
Like,
Thea is not there.
Thea's not there, but, like, did we fall from the ceiling? Like, are the levers up and the ceiling is open, or it's, like, reset?
The levers are in the reset position, and the ceiling closes behind you.
Okay.
You think this is the same lever room from before?
I mean, we got to assume, right? This is just a haunted house on a truck, right? How big can it be?
And sure.
I hope Thea, like, she probably just went to find us, right?
Yeah, I mean, if this was the same one, we know how to get out, so let's try it.
I guess let's just do that.
So we put all three levers up.
All three go up, and like before, the ceiling opens. What's Thea doing?
Thea takes out a piece of parchment and scrawls a note and leaves it where she lands at the beginning of this stupid fucking house and writes, "Meet you in the room with the chests." And I leave that on the floor. And I go, remembering the way to go, and I go through the secret door in the wall.
Which you're going to have to jump over.
Which I'm going to have to jump over. But never mind. I just wait, and I just sit there. I go,
Not today, Pit.
Not another Pit.
You sit there, and you wait for a little while, but after a good amount of time, Flint pops his head through.
Oh, hey there, Thea.
I yell, ignore the note.
What note?
Because I have the note on the floor.
She still wrote the note.
I did. I wrote it before I got there and went, no, I'm not
jumping
this.
Realized, like, oh, this is a bad idea.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, we'll meet you in the chess room.
Okay, now that Flint's back with his ladder.
Yeah, I get the rod back into his ladder position over the pit.
And you guys make it back to the chest room.
Chests are still busted up like we...
Everything looks to be as you left it.
Okay, cool. Oh my god, was yours any better, Flint?
Yeah, was it just a pit, or did it just take you back?
Nope, wasn't a pit. Actually went to a different place with a bunch of weird globes.
Okay. I'll take that over falling and then crawling.
Falling and, crawling. Like,
I just don't want, you know, I'm so tired of repetition. Let's go to this new place.
Yes, please.
All right, let's do it.
Well, hello! I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. Thank you for joining us for episode 61 of Dungeons & Dragons, the part 2 of our Haunted House of Horrors from last week's Halloween episode. Another big thank you to Spencer Joe for writing the song Waterdeep, which kicked off the episode recap today. If you need music written and performed for your podcast, game, or other piece of media, Spencer Joe is in the commissions game. You can send him an email to SpencerJoeMusic, that's SpencerJOMusic@gmail.com. He's an amazing artist who can certainly help you out with whatever you need. I'll link all his details in the description. Another way you can support the show and join an amazing community is by joining us on Patreon. That's patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where for a monthly pledge, you can have access to an amazing community of people, as well as get access to a whole bunch of amazing perks. I'm going to say amazing one more time, because that's what I'm feeling today. Like monthly bonus episodes, DM notes, gook hangs, and we're even looking to add a few new things to help build up the community for the new year. Check out all the details at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. You can also support the show by sharing a link to your favorite episode, or just the show in general, to social media, talk about us to your friends and family, or write a review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever else you can write reviews. Every little bit helps get us out in front of more people who will hopefully love the show as much as you do. All of our social media links and more about us and the show can be found at dumbdragons.com. So go check out the website and join, follow, or like where you can today. And a huge thanks to Sirenscape for some of the amazing sounds and atmosphere that you heard in today's episode. Make sure you check them out at sirenscape.com to bring your games to life. Links for everything mentioned today can be found in the description. And the next episode will be out Wednesday, November 14th. But let's see how we can wrap up this old Hallows Eve night back here in the haunted house. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
You end up in this great hall of spheres, and you see 20 spheres down the line of this long fucking hallway. And what Flint didn't quite notice, because he was so enamored with all these colorful spheres...
Real colorful, guys.
...is down along the south wall, there is an open archway. And up near the north wall, off to the left, there is another path. The archway looks very similar to the one when you guys entered and went to the left with the mist.
I don't want to go through that one. If we end up back in the lever room, I can't handle it, you guys. What do you think these orbs do?
I don't think they're going to do anything good. What was that thing about the colors again?
Let me read it to you off of this piece of parchment that I had scrawled. All right, so shun green if you can, but night's good color is for those of great valor, so like maybe black, so black and green maybe are cool. Red stands for blood, that's never good. The wise will not need sacrifice aught but a loop of magical metal. Oh, I think I'm good with my ring.
Perfect.
Just throwing that out there. Two pits along the way will be found to lead to a fortune. No, we did that one. We checked the wall. We really should have been looking at this paper throughout this because it's spelling everything out for us, you guys. So check the wall. because that's where we got.
We did that.
These keys and those are most important of all, and beware of trembling hands and what will maul. Okay. If you find the false, you find the true, and into the columned hall you'll come, and there the throne that's key and keyed. And then we're going to meet some iron men, grim faces. Oh, God. Okay.
So we're looking for, like, statues of some sort?
I guess so. Green and black maybe might be our colors. What colors do I see?
Well, this is shun green, if you can. That's usually not a good thing.
So are there black walls?
There is a black sphere. On the east wall, about midway down in the hall, there is a black sphere at feet height.
What if we're, like, totally wrong about the spheres being good and it just, like, vaporizes us?
Yeah, that's a possibility.
But it's all just an illusion, remember? The guy told us it's fine.
Yeah, you know what,
right,
though?
Right.
This pain feels pretty real, as I'm still bleeding from my face wounds and, like, from the barbs and shit. And I don't want to go first. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to go first.
Why don't we go at least, like, check out this black sphere?
Sure.
I'm just going to look at it real close.
It looks like a glowing, lovely sphere suspended at about feet height.
When I see that New Lara hasn't been vaporized, I come over and I also investigate the sphere. But instead, I just see a very pretty ball.
So beautiful.
Like one of those Fushigi balls?
You feel you can manipulate the spheres there, New Lara.
Okay. Like mentally?
No, like cup it.
Sure would be cool if you followed us along. Everyone would think you were. Everyone would think you were a real cool sphere if you just solved this mystery for us. I couldn't think of how to manipulate something. I know that's what he means, but I couldn't think of a joke thing to say to try and be manipulative.
Sure.
Which probably says something good about
what kind of person you are.
Yes,
she
does. Okay, I am going to very, very carefully, because it seemed like there was something in the runes about, like, trembling hands or something. Try to pick up the black orb.
You begin to move it, and you find that it can't move side to side, but instead it can only move up and down along what feels like an invisible pathway for it. You look at all the other globes and notice that they are at varying heights as well. Some are head height, some are to the ceiling, some are down low, like this one. So you can move it up and down.
So are the spheres, like, basically lining the walls of the hall then? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so
what
this
sphere is directly across from this sphere?
A gray sphere held at shoulder height.
I don't really want to get hurt anymore, but I have an idea. New Lara, what if we moved our spheres so that they were equidistant from the ceiling together? Like the same height.
Okay. I like it. I like any kind of plan. Let's try it.
I go over to the gray one and I investigate it first. I do better. 13.
It's a beautiful sphere.
Oh, God damn, it's so pretty. Maybe I'll just move mine down to knee height. Yeah. I just don't feel like it should be around any internal organs. Like, I don't want it to be, like, chest height or head height or anything like that.
I like it.
So I stand to the side. I'm not, like, behind directly in the line. And I gently just kind of, like, lower it until it's about the same height as the other one.
They get to the same height, and they are at the same height.
God damn it.
Flint, let's say you're just wandering around the hall here, and you're just, like, looking at all these beautiful spheres.
You see anything spheres. That looks like a man in an iron mask? Do you see any Leonardo DiCaprios?
Yeah, has anything, like, grabbed my attention?
Well, I mean, you probably walk down to check out the archway more closely, and as you step closer to it, three stones in the archway in front of you begin to glow. The left-hand base shines with an olive hue. One on the right glows citron. And the keystone, 7 feet overhead, gives off russet light.
What color is russet? Is that brown, like a potato?
Like red. Brownish-reddish.
Like brownish red.
Okay.
Like dried blood color.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Love it.
Which I feel like was one of the things in the thing. Wasn't there something about blood?
I mean, russet is technically considered brown, but is a pale reddish brown.
Okay.
Sure. I'm just going to go out on a limb and touch the yellow one.
Oh, bold.
Good for you.
Just happening, guys.
You touch it, and nothing happens to you. Nothing happens to it. It still continues to glow at about the same intensity that it was before.
I look over and I see him touching the yellow one. Can I find a matching orb?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Is there any, like, corresponding, like, olive russet citron ones in a row? Or, like, yellow, blue, orange in a row, like, in that other room of glowing orbs?
No. Hmm. I will give you the quick rundown. There's a gold, an orange, a purple, a bronze, a gray, a bright blue, a white, a turquoise, a scarlet, a pale green, a pale blue, a silver, a green, a yellow, a pink, a black, a pale violet, a red, a buff, and an indigo.
I'm sorry, the citron is not yellow.
Well, those are different things. That was like the glowing thing in the arch, and then the other thing was the other thing, right? What about indigo could be the color of night? Let's go move that one around and see if something happens.
Do it.
Yeah, you begin to move it around and nothing appears to happen in the room.
Can I go and investigate the other exit?
Yeah, you walk down to the end of the hallway and it appears to be a darkened hallway that goes back about 20 feet and curves off to the right.
Guys, I think we just have to pick one of these exits to go through and just see kind of what happens.
Okay, we're terrible at puzzles anyway, so let's just try that other exit and see what happens.
Yeah, sounds good. We're going to go through the one with glowy stones or no glowy stones?
Oh, let's say no glowy stones?
I was thinking that too.
Okay, sure. Perfect.
We go into the no glowy stones.
You walk down the hallway. Who's going first?
I'll go first.
So, Flint, you get down and you can see into what looks like a small room that holds what appears to be a statue of a gargoyle, 8 feet tall, with four arms. One of the arms is broken off and lies on the floor in front of the statue.
So, really, he has four arms, not just forearms.
He has four arms.
With four.
On his forearms.
Arms. Okay. One of them is broken off.
So, really, only has three arms. Mm-hmm.
What did the thing say about the iron face thing? Something about that?
Yeah, it says...
I think the riddle only works in hindsight for us anyway, but...
Yeah.
The Iron Men of Visage Grim do more than meets the viewer's eye.
Okay.
So, he's not just a pretty face. He does something else,
come
too.
To life.
For sure.
And bust us out of here. Let's reattach that arm.
I pick up.
Yeah, can we try reattaching his arm?
Sure.
Out of hand. I support it.
Okay.
Who's doing?
I pick up his arm and try to like piecemeal it back onto the statue of the gargoyle.
Are you like spitting on it and stuff to like try to create some sort of clue?
No, I'm just like kind of cleaning it with my shirt and like trying to get it on there.
No matter what you do, it doesn't appear to reattach itself. And nothing appears to happen with the gargoyle. Make a perception check as you're doing this.
That is a 14.
As you're doing this, you see that there is one of its hands is open and outstretched. And you see it's an open hand that something could be put into.
Do you want to look around and see what else is in the room? Is it just this big statue? Is there anything else? Is there writing on the statue?
You see nothing of any sort. You look at the other hands and they are equally outstretched, like you could place a gem inside.
I think we gotta find something to put in these open hands there, guys.
Shall we try the other arch?
I guess so.
Okay, let's do it. Defeated, the three adventurers walk through the other arch, certain they're gonna end up in the fucking lever room again.
Yeah, exactly.
You walk towards the arch, and as you have walked down to the other side, the stones stop glowing, but as you come close, the three stones of the archway begin to glow again. The mist inside begins to swirl. Who goes in first, or are you just kind of all going in single file, doing it up this time?
I mean, probably. We all just kind of go. Yeah.
You all three walk through. The mist envelops you, and you find yourself back at the beginning of the maze. But instead of the stone floor, it has turned back to wood. And you look down, and the three of you are completely naked.
Ah, we're talking.
You hear from outside the curtain that you turn around and see the voice of the merchant, and he says, "Well, there's your three chances. Hope you try again next time, eh? Your clothes are out here." And he tosses them through the curtain.
I have no idea what happened.
Do I have my real damage?
We did not solve the riddle.
We did not.
Do you have your what?
Did I take all that damage actually? Like I'm coming out bleeding and broken?
No, you're back to full health.
Oh. Fuck.
I'm so confused.
I'm
well, it wasn't
disappointed.
Scary, so I guess...
Thea gets stressed.
So Carla can sleep tonight.
So I can sleep tonight.
You guys coming out now? Because I got another group looking to go in.
I guess. I mean, come on.
Thea comes out, like, still buttoning up her shirt.
I try to warn the people, like, it's not really... Did you already pay the 5 gold? Because you did?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Thanks. Yeah. And they head in to the haunted house. So, did you have fun? Obviously, I mean, you look like you got something there.
Yeah, I hold out my hand for him to see. A ring of protection.
Well, I mean, at least you made it that far.
Yeah, for sure.
Would love to have you back again next time I'm through.
Maybe, well, you know, we'll just see what our schedule looks like.
We might be too busy saving the world, decimator.
I understand.
Inevitable rise, et cetera, et cetera.
Bad at solving puzzles. If we'd known it was a puzzle house, we probably wouldn't have gone in, but thought I was going to see a ghost or something.
I hope there's no puzzles in saving the end of the world.
God, me too.
It's been real straightforward thus far, so I think we're all right.
Hopefully just punching and stabbing, because we're okay at that.
That's where we live. That's our sweet spot, is punching and stabbing.
And casting spells, Thea. I don't mean to sell you short.
Uh-huh, oh, no, that's okay. My spells punch and stab for me, really. Exactly.
Oh, perfect,
yeah. Okay, well, thanks for the super fun time, sir.
I look at my friends and I say, "You want to find a corn maze?"
You guys head off to find a corn maze.
That was a joke, because we just came out of fucking maze.
You guys head off, perhaps into the yawning portal inn, we'll say, because it's right there.
It's time to get drunk.
We'd probably run into Flamykins, let's be honest. She was real into that place.
You open the door, and it's a loud, ruckus event going on, and you hear, "Somebody's gonna get fucked!" And then the camera pans back to the haunted house, and the old merchant, he looks over to you as you go in, and we see his eyes glow a deep, dark red.
Ruh-roh.
Music in today's episode was by Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io.
It's totes dark in here, right?
It is dark.
Pretty dark.
Okay, so I'm going
she
to...
She could ask me, because I've been up there, you
Sorry.
Know. Jeez.
Yeah, I was asking
you
my friend.
Tell us you want to RP and, like, yeah, shame.
Oh, he's covering his face.
Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber of Horrors?
Maybe. Yeah. Exactly.
Chamber of Secrets?
Bed
chamber? Took me a while. Sorry.
Chamber
guys.
Pot?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
What
the silver
happens?
And.
Tell us!
Shut up!
Does he have a boner? That's my question. Is it an angry boner?
Should I get my D-boner out?
Oh my god, angry boner. What a classic, that is a callback, classic joke callback from like 5 years ago. From
I was
like
going to say, it's been about
the
a year.
Podcast at all.
Ugh. A year since we last discussed
I feel,
the angry
I
boner.
I forgot that it even was a thing. Oh,
I won't
man.
Ever let it die.
Reaching behind itself, it grabs its short bow and fires it directly at Thea with a 19 to hit.
Because you know what? DMs are totally unbiased.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And if you piss one off, it will not come back to
not
bite you
all
in the ass. Okay. I am going to... Eldritch blast this.
Okay, now say that again without
bitch
dragging out
no,
your words.
No, I know, I'm sorry. Fine, dwarven bride.
3 more chests, but this time it is the boob kind.
Oh.
Oh. I'm having maze flashbacks.
Totally.
Maze back.
And you end up back in the sundial room.
The fucking sundial room.
God damn it. Sometimes you just have to jerk off a giant dick.
Well, for that enormous devil glory hole mouth.
What are...
There's got to be a big 3-foot dick here somewhere.
It's not a haunted house if there isn't.
That's right. I've never been in a haunted house that didn't have a giant 3-foot dick somewhere. Oh, I mean, come on.
Same as the other one, the keystone and the two bottom pieces glue, the one on the... Glued?
I think that's how you say that.
They began to glow.
They glued.
They glued.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings, people of Earth. My name is Shmo Brannigan. I have hacked into this RSS feed with a promotional feature for the Wizard Scroll podcast, transcribing in 3, 2, 1.
Hold on, let me unfurl this wizard scroll real quick.
Fire!
When out of
Baba Booey
nowhere, 10 humongous scorpions had surrounded the campsite, tails outstretched.
Hello, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?
As it says, what are you gonna get? I don't know what I want.
I'm gonna get the double, triple, lobster.
Oh, I'll take one too.
2 McLobsters.
As if on cue, the camera panned upwards, directing everyone's attention towards the giant hot air balloon presently taking a pass over the stadium.
Holy mother of sassafras, it's Gargo the Destroyer! Leaping into the fray from 420 feet in the air without a parachute!
How are you liking those wizard flags, kids?
They're wizard-tastic!
Part of a balanced breakfast.
The Wizard Scroll is available on iTunes, Spotify, Audible, and wherever else fine podcasts are found. This concludes today's promotional feature.